Hello!
Hey guys, it's Arden Cho.
Hey, I'm Holland Roden.
Hello, this is Ian Bowen.
Hey you guys, this is Melissa Poncio.
Hi, I'm Lyndon Ashby.
Hi, I'm Dylan Sprayberry.
This is Megan Tandy.
This is Tyler Posey, and you are listening to Not Another.
Not Another.
Not Another.
This is Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast.
Yes, it is!
Oh.
Woo!
Hey, this is Jeff Davis. You're listening to Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast, my favorite podcast in the world.
When the fear takes you down, when the doubt takes you under, when you sink like a stone and you can't breathe, when the tears take control, when the demons take over, won't be in this alone.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast. This is episode 115, and this is just Natalie doing a little bit of an intro on my own for our special interview we have with Lyndon Ashby. We did this interview with Lyndon just after we got to see the premiere of 5B, which was actually over the week of Christmas, between Christmas and New Year. And he took out some time from his schedule, from his family vacation, to come and speak with us on the podcast. So we are hugely grateful and delighted to have had him on. So if you want to reach us to talk about this after you listen to the interview, you can reach us on our email address, which is natwpodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet us at natwpodcast, or you can join us on Tumblr, which is notanotherteenwolfpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also reach Lyndon on Twitter as well at Lyndon Ashby. So hopefully you enjoy this and you tell Lyndon and us what you thought of it. So here we go. Here's me and Karen and Lyndon Ashby, Sheriff Stilinski. So today on the show, we are joined by the Sheriff Stilinski himself, Lyndon Ashby, who we've been wanting to get on the show for a very long time. He's been one of our most desired guests, at least by us.
I could have figured out Skype earlier.
Basically, we wanted to speak to you now because you were obviously left in a bit of a bind at the end of season 5A. We were all left hanging about what was going to happen to you. And given that we've seen a premiere now, we wanted to kind of get in and talk about how all of that turned out for you and, you know, what we can expect for the rest of the season. So, Karen, did you want to go ahead with the general questions?
Yeah, my first general question is just, you know, does 5B have a different vibe to season 5A, or does it really feel like a continuation of the previous story?
I think it's kind of a continuation. I mean, it really was, because 5A didn't have a conclusion. It was sort of a cliffhanger, and it really is a continuation. And it was interesting last night that I went and watched, like, this marathon, the screening of 5A, and I watched the first episode of 5A. I watched 501, and it was amazing to me how the entire story.
I'm so sorry about this, guys, but the bit of clip here got very, very damaged and it was not able to be heard at all. But what he goes on to say was that the setup for all of 5B is right there from the start of 5A, and that it is very, very tightly knit and very, very, very carefully written all the way through, right from 5A through to the end of 5B. And now the clip will start working again.
Really see that kind of attention to detail in writing anymore, and it's, or in TV a lot, and it's very hard. It's difficult to do. It's really difficult to do. And my hat's off to Jeff.
Yeah, that's something we were talking about, how this premiere didn't really feel so much like a premiere. It felt like a direct continuation, a real follow-on rather than a big new start. And I guess we just wanted to, yeah, talk about whether that was intentional coming back in, you know, when you guys came back to start 5B. It had a bit of a different vibe to even like the 3B premiere. So was that something that was intentional?
Yeah, it was intentional. And it looked like I was gonna die.
Yeah, like that's a pretty big cliffhanger to get left on, like at the end of a season block and stuff like that. And that's one of the things we wanted to ask about, you know, when that happens to you, when that happens to a character, like when do you find out whether you're safe and whether you're coming back and basically, I guess, whether you've still got a job. So how does that work?
Well, I knew what the, my contract was, so I felt pretty confident. I mean, they weren't going to pay me a ton of money for episodes that I didn't do.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, not a ton of money, that's for sure. I wish they paid me a ton of money. But no, they pay me very well for what I do. And also, Jeff, I knew that I was never going to die.
Hmm. Well, that's promising. Okay, now we kind of want to talk about some of the things that happened in 5A and obviously going forward into 5B, but we'll start off with some of, you know, what happened last season.
Okay.
Yeah, because Sheriff accepted the story of Donovan's death when Theo told it to him, but obviously we know the real story. Do you think he'll react the same way as he did with Donovan did with Theo in that kind of accepting way when he learns that it was actually Stiles that was the one that killed him?
I think that it'll be an entirely different dynamic. I think that that's a burden that you never want your child to have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You would never want them to bear that burden. And I think that, to take a life. And I think that it will be very painful for me to have my kid going through that. It's something that I would never have wished for him, never wished upon him. In any way, shape, or form.
So another thing last season was that the sheriff really kind of took a stand about no more exceptions or cover-ups in terms of upholding the law and, like, really, you know, stopped doing what he had been with the pack and kind of taking a stand from his idea of law enforcement. So what drove that change? And like logistically, how did he expect it to work? Is it going to carry on like this? Because it didn't go that well.
I think that it's just seeing that doing it the old fashioned way, doing it by the book, it doesn't work in these circumstances, and you need to adapt, and you need to make amends. You need to change the way you're doing things. And I think that it's been a gradual process, but, you know, luckily he's one of those people who sees that something's not working. And unlike me, he actually adapts instead of just continuing to do the same dumb thing over and over again. I think that he will realize it's a new paradigm, and he needs to approach it differently than he has ever before in his life.
The sheriff obviously sees Scott as a son. Does that make this whole situation with Sheriff ending up in the hospital any easier for him, or is he going to possibly harbor any sort of resentment toward Scott like Stiles has?
I would never blame him for what happened, ever. I know that he's doing absolutely the best that he can. And, you know, we're all dealing with forces that are so much larger than we are and stuff that we've never dealt with before. And so, no, I would never blame him or hold him responsible in any way.
That's good to hear.
So another character that Sheriff has a pretty interesting relationship with is Parrish. And obviously last season there was a bit of conflict there with Parrish being upset, you know, at the sheriff kind of benching him and not sending him out to actually work. And obviously the sheriff knows a bit about his situation, maybe at times more than Parrish does. Is the way the sheriff treated Parrish in 5A kind of, is it out of fear or is it out of like being protective of him? Is it because he sees him as a liability to other people? Like, what was the motivation behind how he was treating Parrish?
I think it's twofold. I think that I want to protect Parrish, but I also have no idea what Parrish is. And he is a liability. He's the joker in the deck. I look at it as a law enforcement officer and I go, I can't have this guy out there if I don't know what he is. I know that he has a part in this, but I don't even know what – I have no idea what he is. And how can I – that's an extreme liability. I know in my gut that he's a good person, but that's not enough. And I need to protect him and I need to protect the community from him possibly. I need to protect him from himself.
So is the development of that relationship between Parrish and the sheriff something that's going to keep being a focus in 5B?
I think so.
Interesting.
I think so. Yes, could be.
Ah.
Yeah.
Asking the right questions. Another relationship that everyone is curious about, of course, is Sheriff and Melissa, and things got a little complicated in 5A for them. Will we see them continuing to work through their differing opinions in the second half of the season?
I think that, she was right. How's that?
Ah.
That's good.
Even when it's make-believe, it's hard for me to say.
Because that obviously ties back into what we were talking about the sheriff sort of making those choices about going by the book or not going by the book. And, you know, that conflict between Melissa and the sheriff was something we never really expected to see in that way. Like, we didn't really expect that. But it is just such an odd situation to be faced with. From these people in positions of power, basically, you know, in the community, and as well as being the parents of the kids involved in this.
And there is no, you know, what I loved about that is that there was no right and there was no wrong. It was two people, you know, believing in something, and neither of what they believed in was wrong. It's just, you know, I think that I had been pushed to such a point that. You know, you fall back on what you know, and you fall back on what you've been trained to do. It's like in the military, you do, you know, in fighting, you do drills and you do drills and you do drills until they become automatic. And I think that in you know, these rules are there for a reason. It's that when it gets hazy, when it gets blurry, there are a set of rules and protocols that you go to that take, for lack of a better word, they take the guesswork out of it. They take not the thought process, but they're the tools that you go to. Those are the tools you pull out of your bag. And I think that you know, I had gotten to a place where I didn't have any answers and I had no solutions. And I went to, you know, you go to what you know at that point. Yeah.
Okay. Changing tack a bit, in the premiere, obviously it's an episode incredibly focused around you, around your character, but you don't really see any action. You're kind of just lying in the bed, you know, various stages of injured and dying, and you know, what is that like? Is that kind of, is it boring? Is it exciting in a different way? What's it like to sort of do the makeup? Like, you know, how long do you actually have to be on set for lying in a bed? Like, how does filming an episode like that work where you're the focal point but you don't do very much action?
Well, first of all, I love the special effects makeup guys. They're amazing. And we laugh a lot, and it's really a creative process. And it was, you know, it was as you saw it, you know, the symptoms kept evolving, and so the makeup kept changing, and it was nice and cool on set, I think. And I got in my bed and took a little nap sometimes, and then I'd get new makeup and come back and, yeah, it was pretty easy. And I don't remember how many days, but I think it was probably 3 or 4 days. I think. I'm not sure.
And, I mean, is everything going to be going back to normal after this for him? Is he going to be okay? You know, will we see any physical, I guess, repercussions? Or is he going to be, like, back in the field, you know, as soon as possible?
Well, I don't think he doesn't bounce back like a supernatural creature. You know, it's the real world, and it takes time.
So he doesn't quite have the recovery capacities of some of the characters then?
No, yeah, not as well as a werewolf, and not as well as a 18-year-old.
Well, as long as he's, you know, still there. So, Karen, did you want to have a look at the stuff moving forward towards, you know, the rest of season 5B?
Yeah. You know, obviously this whole first episode was kind of centered around what's going to happen with Sheriff, but I'm sure that there's going to be plenty for the Sheriff to go through for the rest of the season as well. Can you tease us about anything big, any big moments that might be coming up for that?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
it's a season that it's the layers just keep peeling, and people's motivations and what people are, you find out, and it's. I couldn't have seen it coming a mile away. I mean, 100 miles away, 1,000,000 miles away. Couldn't see it coming. And when it finally happened and all was explained, I was like, oh, my God. But it works. And it makes sense. And it ties up. And it's pretty phenomenal storytelling. And I think that it's going to be a hell of a ride, and I think people are really going to like it. And the acting is really good, and I mean, across the board, good stuff. And the storytelling is good, and the effects are good, and the look of the show is great. And it's just, I don't know, I'm pretty proud to be a part of it. And, you know, somebody was talking the other day, and they asked me a question in an interview, and I said, the toughest thing for Jeff, I think, is that, and it carries through to everyone on this set, there's no compromise. And that's really what I love about it, is that he would rather die and produce a mediocre show. He'd rather not do it. He would just not do it. And I think that that's the way we sort of all feel. And it's hard. It's hard to be good. It's hard in the storytelling, in the performing, in the making of the actual show. It takes time. It takes a lot of hours. It takes a lot of hard work from an entire group of people. And when you actually see it on film, it all pays off, and it you know, you don't remember the hard work when you watch it. You're just proud of what you did.
That's really great to hear, like really exciting to hear, you know, the ongoing enthusiasm from everyone involved in the show. And I mean, tying into that, I suppose, you know, how are you guys feeling about going back to do season 6, like 20 episodes, you know, already booked for season 6 going forward, which is something I know wasn't necessarily expected. Is everyone still, you know, just as keen to get on board with that? Is 5B finished?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the story for season 6, as it's been explained to me, is phenomenal. Like, it's great. It's great. I mean, I'm incredibly excited to film season 6. It is, it's, you know, really dealing with scary, scary stuff, but not necessarily monster scary stuff. Very kind of adult themes that are being explored in season 6, and complex, and I'm just sitting here with a big grin on my face because it's just gonna be fucking good. It's gonna be really, really good. And meanwhile, yes, we have finished up 5B almost. We're still kind of shooting the last episode. Yeah, we're doing some pickup shots.
I was just going to say, meanwhile, we're sitting here, our gears are turning, like, what could it possibly be about? But it's always excited to have that kind of held over our heads, and we have to wait for it. Keeps the anticipation high.
It's, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing we know about 6 is about, you know, Tyler directing an episode, which we wanted to talk to you about as well.
Yeah, so we learned at Comic-Con that Tyler Posey is going to be directing, which he was absolutely ecstatic about, and it was so fun watching him talk about that. How do you think the cast is going to react to him directing an episode?
Oh, I think that I think everyone will be incredibly supportive. I think he'll be good. I think he'll be good at it. And I think that, you know, it's family, man. I mean, we all want each other to succeed. And so we got his back.
Yeah. He was talking about how he was nervous, you know, just wondering how everybody's going to take it. But I think his enthusiasm carries over so well that you're right, it is like family, and everything we've ever heard about the cast and the set of Teen Wolf has been that it's just one big family. So I don't think he has anything to worry about either. I think it's going to be great.
No, he's got a good support system in place. It's a whole different skill set directing, you know. It's a lot of preparation and a lot of homework to be done. I don't know if it does require a long attention span, because Russell's pretty brilliant at it. need I say more? Yeah,
we have heard Russell stories from more than one person on the set, actually.
Yeah. He gets shiny bobbled, I call it. And so he's like, ooh, look at that. And he's gone.
So that's about everything that we have for you, but we kind of just want to finish up with a quick little game of basically we've got a list of, you know, a few of the main characters on the show, and we want to get you to answer in 3 words or less how the sheriff would describe them or feel about them. So is that all good?
Okay.
So first off, Scott.
My other son.
And then Styles.
My son.
And Melissa.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, Chris Argent.
Chris Argent?
Mm-hmm.
Outside the box.
Deputy Parrish.
Oh. A good man.
Okay, Derek.
Where are you?
Malia.
I love her.
Aww.
Karen, do you want to do the next few?
Yeah, Lydia.
Very complex.
Good one.
Yeah.
And then last, but certainly not least, Theo.
Son of a bitch. I guess that might be four words.
Well, I think that's about everything. So thank you so much to Lyndon for coming to talk to us, especially during this very busy holiday period week where we're recording, and helping to give our listeners like something special, even specialer, to start season 5B off with. So thank you so much for coming.
No, it was a real pleasure talking to you guys, and thanks for making time for me.
Thanks again. And yeah, is there anything final that you wanted to say, you know, about 5B going forward for, you know, people getting ready to watch the season?
I think you're going to enjoy it. And you know what's interesting? We actually, in this, I should have talked about this earlier, we actually filmed 512 before 511 because of scheduling.
I think I saw your tweet about that.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that experience like? Is that normal? Like, is it, like, confusing? I mean, I suppose you have the scripts for both. It's not like you're shooting not knowing what the story is.
No, it was actually really cool because the stuff we did was for the first day, 2 days? I mean, it might have just been a day, was just Dylan and myself. And sort of a skeleton crew, really small crew. And it was like being on a different kind of, it was like being on a different project. And we just, it was really fun. It was really a kind of cool way to come back to it. Yeah, kind of like down and dirty and did some good stuff.
Okay, well, I think it's safe to say we are now really looking forward to the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think you're going to like it a lot.
Okay, so that's it. That's the end. We're done. So we'll say bye-bye to everyone here. So bye.
See bye. You later. Bye.
When the walls are caving, when the nights all get colder, when you hang by a thread of sanity, rest your head.